welcome to another edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Always at the top, we tee it up with our friends from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner, who's had a heck of a day, still managed to make it to the microphone, so we're excited, as always, to chat with her. Ellen, how you doing? You needed, like, I don't know, a shot of something, maybe.
I think I did. I've been very busy. Had a death in the family, a cousin who's 8 months older than me. Anyway, just one of those crazy kind of weeks. And so now I'm sort of getting some kind of legs, being that this is an election night.
Yeah, no kidding. A big one, Senator Lugar goes down. What do you make of that?
I make it that the Tea Party is a very strong focus. They felt that he was old. They felt that he had been there since 1976, which is 30-some years, and that it was time for him to go. And actually, a friend of mine, a right-winger, is doing a lot of campaign work for him and just said, Ellen, he had to go. I said, for what? I said, she said, the times are changing. We don't want the taxes. I said, oh, my gosh, I can't even talk.
Yeah, 30 years is such a long, long time. Well, I mean, he's been involved in so many pieces of legislation. So we go from Lugar to student loans, talking about legislation, and there's a real push-pull going on with the student loans.
That's right. Well, basically, the student loan situation is the following. It's scheduled, I think, July 1st or whenever it is, for the student loans to essentially double.
Yeah.
And so they obviously want to prevent it because you don't want, A, an America that's not educated, and two, you don't want this whole situation to get out of control.
So you had that Senate vote that said forget it.
So you had a Senate vote today, and this was the 60 votes necessary for what's called cloture. That's the 60 votes to get something to the floor. Well, it was 45-52, so it means that 45 Republicans, 52 Democrats voted for it. You needed the 60. It obviously didn't get there. Senator Olympia Snowe, that just said that she's had it, she's done with the partisanship, she only voted present.
Ooh, and she really has had it because this is it for her.
That's right, and she could have easily won re-election.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. All right, Ellen Ratner, get some rest. Thanks, as always, for joining
Thank
us
you.
From Talk Radio News. Have a good
Got
one.
It.
So Ellen was talking about the fact that it wasn't an election night Tuesday. One of the big things that happened in North Carolina. Don't know if you'd be surprised by this or not, but North Carolina voters passed a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. 1.5 million votes counted in that referendum. Supporters of the ban really led the opponents all the way, a huge swath, a big giant margin, 61-39%. That's what their state board of elections say anyway. And this was a long time coming. The head of the Vote for Marriage North Carolina felt confident, when I say it's a long time coming, that because they had put out so many flyers, really canvassed the neighborhoods, that kind of stuff. And the head of the Vote for Marriage North Carolina said, we're not anti-gay, we're just pro-marriage. And the whole point is simply you don't rewrite the nature of what they're saying is God's design for marriage based on the demands of a group of adults. So when you look at how often this comes up on ballots or measures across the United States, like this bill was 12 years in putting it together. So should the constitutional amendment gain approval, it would prevent the state judiciary from overturning it because you had, what, 500,000 people who cast ballots on the measure before Tuesday through early voting or absentee ballots, too. So that's also part of it that has to be figured in. Nationally, a new Gallup survey that came out showed that 50% of Americans believe same-sex couples should be allowed to wed. And that's a much different number than we've seen in the past couple of years. 48% say such marriages should not be legal. What was interesting is this was a big push by the VP. Who says the vice president doesn't get out there and become vocal? So Biden, this was his thing. He said he was absolutely comfortable with the idea of same-sex marriage, and he was pushing that. On the weekend, he was on Meet the Press, And while so many people won't touch it, they say it's radioactive to even dive into it, he was asked about it, and he said, it's a question, who do you love? And, you know, who do you love? And be loyal to the person you love. He went in that direction a couple of different times. He didn't talk about the North Carolina initiative at all, but added that the president had the final word on the policy and his official position. Because remember, in elections, this can be dicey. It's like a little grenade that rolls across the road. Obama's taken the position that his views on the issue are evolving. So he hasn't said yes. He's saying they're evolving. So here's the meat of this. Before Tuesday, 30 states had voted in favor of constitutional amendments that actually seek to defend traditional definitions of marriage as a heterosexual union. So of the states without constitutional amendments on marriage, 45%, that's basically what, 9 out of 20, eventually recognize same-sex marriage by a judicial decree, perhaps. Maybe it's a legislative piece of action, or maybe a ruling that requires same-sex marriages from other states be treated as valid. This has been a sticky one, like Massachusetts, Connecticut, Iowa, Vermont, where many of you are listening to us, New Hampshire, New York, and the District of Columbia issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. That's been, especially Vermont, for a very long time. And the push-pull over this now continues with what's happened in North Carolina. All right, so it's just one of the many things that happened. We talked about Lugar there with Ellen. And moving forward for this hour of America Tonight, some of the other things that we're going to get into with odds and ends, what a crazy, wild, James Bond-ish kind of deal. The CIA talking about this bomb, saying there's double agents, Saudis, drones, and whatnot. And based on the conversation we had the other day out of Washington on some of the information about what was on websites in Arabic and a lot of threats about attacking the United States, but you know, more about calling people out for their way of life than anything else. However, there was this idea that there were bomb plots that were starting to be revealed through social media. So the latest Al-Qaeda bomb plot targeted a plane was unraveled from inside the terrorist group by operatives. How about that? Including an agent who posed as a willing suicide bomber. So that's how you get them. And this was somebody who was working undercover for the CIA and some others in Saudi Arabia and Yemen, because Yemen is now really pretty much ground zero for Al-Qaeda. This is where a lot of that training and whatnot is taking place these days versus Afghanistan and some others. So we're going to let you hear what the counterterrorism advisor John Brennan said and some others who make it clear that the involvement of the CIA and its partners went well beyond simply watching the plot unfold, which so often is what happens, and they swoop in at the last second. More on that and some other things. Shaking in the wind here on ATN, including a visit with our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohet, at the bottom of the hour. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Down Under, who says, how would a suicide bomber enjoy his 72 virgins in heaven if he vaporized his junk, earning them? Touche. I love the story, like I said, about how this unraveled, though, the fact that you got somebody to flip, work for the CIA, pose as a suicide bomber, and be right there in the thick of it, because I think to stop some of these futuristic plots, I mean, that's what you want. You don't really want to watch this unfold from the outside and hope that you're able to shut it down, rumors at a mosque or whatever. I mean, this way you are right in the thick of it. So I said we would let you hear what John Brennan had to say. And, you know, clearly he says that the CIA went well beyond what they had to do, that they weren't going to let this happen. They've got the bomb at the FBI lab in Quantico. They had it about a week ago, and they're looking at it. The explosive techs are looking at it, and one said that the explosive was made from a chemical compound that was built to get around U.S. security and that had the potential to do that. And that's the scary thing. What do we say all the time? Think of the TSA. While they're shaking down cripples at the gate, sadly, and doing things to really, I think, take the gray-haired set to another level where they're looking at their knees and hip replacements and pulling them aside and don't believe about whatever, thinking, well, of course you would be the person that could go through here and be jimmy-rigged up. What they're doing in Yemen is thinking of ways to circumvent the TSA. So it's great that they were able to get this bomb and try to pull it apart because, you know, this is the critical frontier, I think, of counterterrorism, of stopping the people that want to come in and blow up a plane or do something else in the United States. And it just shows that they're committed to attacking Western targets and still taking it through the plane route. But the fact they were able to come up with the device, look at the design of it, all that kind of stuff, I think is tremendous because it gives an extra little edge in this elusive war on terrorism that we talk about, this unwinnable thing in a sense, because how can you 100% guarantee anyone in the United States that you are safe when you get on the planes? You are completely safe. Nobody will see what almost happened in Detroit ever happen again with Abdullah Mutallab, the guy who wanted to blow up that plane and came darn close, nicknamed the underwear bomber. So here's Brennan talking about the fact of what the intelligence folks did and the bomb and whether or not it actually would even pose a threat.
We're confident that neither the device nor the intended user of this device posed a threat to us. Again, we're working with our partners overseas to ensure that all measures are taken related to the device as well as to any individuals that might have been designed to use it. I think people getting on a plane today should feel confident that their intelligence services are working day in and day out to stop these types of IEDs from getting anywhere near a plane. Well, you never know what you don't know, and that's why the president has directed us from the first days that he was informed about this device, that although we had the device in our control and we were confident that it was not going to pose a threat to the American public, that we needed to do whatever possible to guard against the possible use of other devices or other suicide bombers that might be out there.
Did you like that? You never know what you don't know. Boy, truer words were never spoken. You never know what you don't know. And getting close, getting right in there with the bomb makers, that's the deal. This may be one of the, I think this might be one of the biggest infiltrations, the significance of being able to get that close and be able to stop it, again, can just absolutely not be emphasized enough at just how big that is. Now, there's another kind of thing that's happened in the war on terror that has become because of the target thing and who's unlikely to carry a bomb. And we see from Afghanistan that part of the problem is children, sadly, who are used as targets and are rigged up. Sometimes women who are used as targets as well. And this was a big problem for so many of the soldiers who try to go into the villages and win over the trust of the people and do things like simply improve on the roads and the water situation and whatnot, which is why Afghanistan and Iraq proved to be, besides deadly in one sense, proved to be the worst war ever when it comes to losing limbs. So many people coming back losing limbs because of those bombs, because of the crafty bomb makers and what they were trying to do. All right, speaking of bomb makers, 9/11 terrorists and their day in court, so to speak, at Guantanamo. The defense attorney wore a traditional Islamic outfit during the arraignment of the accused September 11 terrorist is defending her courtroom appeal that other women in the room wear more appropriate clothing to the proceedings out of respect for her client's Muslim beliefs. Cheryl Borman, who is that woman, who is the counsel for one of the Band of Merry Men of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was at the arraignment Saturday dressed in the traditional hijab that the females wear because her client insisted that she do that, and she requested that other women follow the same example, to which I would say, you know what? You know what you can do with that request. So, because she's saying that the defendants wouldn't have to avert their eyes for fear of committing a sin under their faith. So she holds a big press conference saying, you know, that's what she does when she meets her clients and requesting other women do it. You got to be kidding me. She says, when you're on trial for your life, you need to be focused. And she's not Muslim. She said it came up a couple of years ago when a paralegal wore very short skirts and it was a distraction for the defendants. Of course, they want to kill us and our Western ways because they speak with forked tongues. They want to look at women's legs and they want to partake in what we have to offer in the United States. Remember, the people who flew the planes into the buildings, that's exactly what they were doing. They were strippers. They were doing everything that they could, partying in the United States. If it was just so evil and awful, then why do they want to do that? Why do they want to go to strip clubs? Why do they want to wear jeans? Why do they want to do Western things? Give me a break with this woman attorney and her idea that, you know, that's how the women should dress. I don't know. Am I wrong on that? Knock, knock. Is anyone out there? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. And she's saying that doesn't want any women in there that can't wear the traditional Muslim garb. They can be as Christian can be, but it's about distractions. And she said that the clothing request, of course, we know this, it was so chaotic during the weekend hearing with some of the nonsense that was going on, that this was just one other part of it. And this was the hearing for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four co-defendants that should have taken a couple of hours. You know how long it lasted? 13 hours. Yes, 13 hours. Meal, prayer breaks, everything else that you can imagine. And they were trying to stall. That's what they were doing. And they, you know, that's great. They stalled for 13 hours. You think you and I in a courtroom and on one of our civil courtrooms could stall for 13 hours? They were kneeling in prayer. They wouldn't listen to the Arabic translations over their headsets. Even one of them insisted on having more than 20 pages detailing the charges against them read aloud. And this was the Barnum and Bailey circus that was allowed to happen in Guantanamo. So, you know, at this point, they've got a tentative trial date of May of next year. That's how long. They say it's really a placeholder until they can find a true date. It's going to be somewhere around there. It's going to take time. And why is that? Because they have a barrage of defense motions before the case can even get there. How many? Hundreds of defense motions. Can you imagine if this nonsense played out in New York City like Eric Holder wanted to see happen? To have this case actually originally tried a stone's throw away from the World Trade Center? What is wrong with these people? Stay with us. We're going to the West Coast next.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let's do a head count here. Your brother, the demigod, a super soldier, living legend, who kind of lives up to the legend, a man with breathtaking anger management issues, a couple of master assassins, and you, big fella, you've managed to piss off every single one of them. That was the plan. Not a great plan.
The Avengers opened this past weekend. I went to see the Avengers. It was crowded. I had to actually stand in line. I could hardly believe I was standing in line. But I did for a short amount of time. And I have to say it was pretty good. And you could see it in every kind of version that you can imagine. However we do it in the movie theaters now, it was available. 3D, IMAX, whatever. It was out there, I'm telling you. And cha-ching factor, huge with the Avengers. We've talked about it. It was part of one of our weekend counts. Over $200 million. And this is just the beginning of this one. Right there, you heard the Iron Man. Love Robert Downey Jr. He had a lot of sarcastic remarks in the movie. Stephen Johet joins us each and every week from the left coast. He's got a tremendous book called Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Nobody does it better than Stephen when it comes to storytelling. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Did you see the Avengers yet?
I sure did, and I enjoyed it.
I liked it, too. I give it very... Did you see it straight up, old school?
You know, it was interesting because when I saw Captain America, I thought that the character parts were really great, and then I kind of got bored by the fighting. But the Avengers, I think it actually picked up when the fighting started. I thought the last half hour was a real thrill ride. And I think, of all the characters, I mean, I think Robert Downey Jr. is great, too. And, you know, Captain America and Thor is a lot of fun. But what what really made the movie for me was the Hulk. And I don't know if that's because, unlike the other characters, you kind of grew up with him as far as watching him on the TV show years ago. But I think even Lou Ferrigno, who did the voice, said that he was really excited to see the Hulk in this incarnation, looking that big, that fast, that awesome. You know, I think the visuals of the Hulk, and also with the Hulk, it's a little different because the other characters are sort of like they don't really change in and out of costume. They're still themselves, whereas the Hulk is a total Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde transformation. So you have to wait for it, anticipate it, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did too. Dr. Banner, great. Mark Ruffalo, great job he did portraying, I think, the Hulk, especially that transformation that you're talking about. And this was directed by Joss Whedon, who has had a lot of big hits lately. How did he jump into the Avengers?
Well, you know, it was one of those things where he used to read the comic quite a bit, and he's had experience writing comics like the X-Men, and now he's writing the Buffy the Vampire Slayer comic. And I think one of the things that's really happened now is they want, rather than go with a really, maybe a better known director, they want somebody who really has appreciation for the material. And that's what Joss Whedon brings. Now, originally, Robert Downey Jr. is arguably the biggest star. Although Sam Jackson, who's in the movie, Samuel L. Jackson is now the definite record holder for biggest box office ever as far as being in the most movies that have been hits. But he's not really the main character, and Robert Downey Jr. came in and he felt that he needed to carry the movie, just more of a leading man than some of the other actors in the film. And Joss Whedon tried to accommodate him, and they wrote the script based around the Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man character. But then they realized both of them, I think, that just wouldn't work, that all the characters needed their due. And Robert Downey Jr. said, you know, it was kind of a relief to sort of relinquish those leading man duties. So everybody apparently got along really well. And I think with the Robert Downey Jr. and with Chris Evans as Captain America, I think they were trying to do sort of a Han Solo, Luke Skywalker type relationship where there's, you know, a bit of tension going on, and then the more Han Solo type Robert Downey Jr. turns out to be more heroic than he pretends to be.
Do you think we're going to see, are we going to see more comic book stuff? It's so popular.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because a lot of kids, there was an article in the LA Times today, and a lot of kids are saying, they have 11 kids do a focus group on some of the movies that are coming out this year. And a lot of the kids were saying they're bored by comic book movies. They're tired of them. They're not enthusiastic about Spider-Man. But until that's totally proven at the box office, and I think the Dark Knight Rises will probably be a big hit too, I think the comic book movies will continue to happen. This is the type of film that people are showing by their money that they want to see. I mean, The Avengers, just an incredible success. Of course, The Avengers is kind of a unique situation because with the exception of the characters of Hawkeye and the Black Widow, who made appearances in other movies, all of the other characters had their own movies prior to this to build up to this situation. So there was actually, I mean, that was planned out by Marvel Comics or Marvel Productions to have this big anticipation towards the Avengers, including hiring Samuel L. Jackson to play the Nick Fury character in several of the movies to hint that this was coming. So I mean, I don't know if they can do it again. I mean, I guess what they could do on the other side is do the DC characters, which would be the Justice League of America. But the difference with the DC characters is that you have Christopher Nolan. He's making a Superman movie right now, but he is saying that Batman and Superman, in his vision, cannot exist in the same universe. So as long as Christopher Nolan is involved, I don't know if Warner Brothers will be trying to do the same thing that Disney is doing with the Marvel characters, teaming them all up in the same show as they just have with the Avengers.
What's going on? Farm Gal sent me a quick chat here that said it was filmed in Cleveland. So it wasn't was part of it filmed in Cleveland? I didn't know they did a lot of work in Cleveland.
Yeah, I know they did some in Cleveland, but some in Albuquerque. And of course, Albuquerque was standing in for New York in this movie. And well, what's really happening is one of the reasons L.A. originally became the film capital is because other places didn't want the movie industry. And I think that's really changed. I think people do want the movie industry now because it brings a lot of revenue. And the Hollywood studios looking for the best deals. Deal possible, and I don't know why they chose Cleveland for this particular shoot, or even why they chose Albuquerque. But you know, whatever deal was made, I guess it worked out for them well. And of course, I mean, so much of this stuff is done in front of a green screen indoors anyway. That it probably doesn't matter where they film it. Whatever price they can get is what they look at. The lowest price, the lowest taxes is what they often look at.
Yeah, that's why, as you said, Albuquerque or some of these other cities are getting the work. Although, I wouldn't imagine that a lot of the people that work out of L.A. like that too much when you think of the lighting guys and whatnot.
No. I mean, in Los Angeles, tourism is the number one job provider, and what you would call Hollywood is number two. And actually, filming in Hollywood has been picking up lately, or in Los Angeles has been picking up. But a lot of commercials are being done. But yeah, other places have gotten very, very competitive. So yeah, but it's been going on for years. It's nothing new. I mean, the actor Nick Adams was complaining about Runaway production since 1963. See, one of the things that happened was after World War II, they started making movies in Italy, like Open City and the Bicycle Thief, and they had to film these movies outside because. So many buildings have been destroyed. And a lot of American filmmakers went and saw those movies and said, you know, we're kind of jealous. We'd like to make movies outside, too. And so that began an excursion for more location shooting and less studio shooting. And that's when other places, I think especially Spain under Franco, began to try and lure studios away. And of course, now it seems like almost every city wants filmmaking to go on there. But overall, with everything said, and I not to sound biased that I'm living in L.A., I think most filmmakers would prefer to work in L.A. for a number of reasons. Like for example, if you go to a vendor and you ask them for some equipment and something goes wrong and it rains, in L.A. they'll give you a break, you know, and say, okay, we'll credit you for another day. Mm-hmm. And other places, they might not be used to filmmaking. They might not do that. Also, if you have problems with your actor, you can go to Central Casting and there's, you know, 300,000 actors in the phone book in L.A. So I think resource-wise, I think L.A. still is where they would prefer to film, but obviously it's become a worldwide industry.
Yeah. Stephen Shohat, Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Pick it up. Thanks, Stephen. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kate.
All right, interesting. I'm sure that maybe some people listening have had the chance when things have been filmed in your area to maybe even be an extra, especially when we're talking about crowds. A lot of times that happens with big sports movies, although there's only been a handful of those. I was actually an extra in a movie. Can you guess what movie it was? Sports. Al Pacino and Cameron Diaz. Anybody want to register a guess? Got a big giveaway we're going to tell you about from Press 4 coming up next here on America Tonight.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, downhearted and confused, because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home.
Give that man a cigar. That would be Movie Jim. He guessed it, folks. Any Given Sunday, I was an extra in that movie. Woohoo! How about some wild, crazy applause? What a layup question for a guy with the nickname Movie Jim. That movie had Cameron Diaz and Al Pacino. Dennis Quaid was in it. And it was filmed out at Cowboys Stadium, the old one where they had the hole in the roof in the 90s, and they needed people, and I was out there with a TV crew actually doing something. They're like, jump in the crowd. It wasn't quite that easy. Sign away your life, jump in the crowd, here's a buck. and it was kind of fun, I guess. It was kind of fun to play pretend football, because really that's what it was like. And remember, that was the advent of Fox. What's his name? Why can't I think of his name? Jimmy Fox. Jimmy Fox, is that right? I think it's Jimmy Fox. I can't think of his first name. Anyway, he was the guy from Texas who's been in a ton of movies, and that was Jamie Fox. That was one of his big movies, and he was from Texas, so that was a big deal for him to be close to home and be shooting that and whatnot. This section is called Odds and Ends, as we head down the stretch for the final turn, which, by the way, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby. Nobody hit our Kentucky Derby challenge, in case you haven't heard. A lot of people tried. We'll do it again for the Preakness, but we still have 2 weeks, basically, for that, a little under 2 weeks now. But we'll do it for the Preakness as well. I'll have another winning, a horse that won the Santa Anita Derby. And, boy, it would have been sweet to have that horse. $2, and you would have won $32.50. I don't know if Matt is hanging around the studio, but, Matt, did you didn't have any money on that horse, did you?
I had Bodemeister.
Woohoo!
So I won a little bit on that horse, but it was very disappointing to watch him lead the entire race
except
for the last 2 seconds of it.
I know, but see now, Pimlico, that horse could be in the money there, could be the winner there. Maybe.
Maybe, but you never know.
You never know. That's horse racing. Would have been nice to have the 19th horse. Would have been have from out of the 19th hole, 20 horses. All right, so here's the deal. If you, this is such a great deal too, by the way. If you right now or at some point download the app for the show, press 4. If you download Press 4, if you go to my website, americatonight.net, you'll see it, and you can have any kind of phone, by the way. You can have a regular phone. You know those old-fashioned phones from just a couple of years ago that you flip open? You can be a part of Press 4. Or if you have an iPhone, an Android, whatever. And once you get Press 4, here's the deal. You enter the contest. So when you're prompted, you say, what's the key word? You say, America Tonight Contest. You can enter once a day, and this is very, very cool. So I hope a lot of you do this. One, it's a great way to communicate with me and the show because you can leave a daily rant. You can check in on all kinds of the things that we're doing. But for the next 2 weeks, we're having a contest. We're giving you – somebody will win. One person is going to win an iPhone or $199. The reason $199 is really iPhone because some of you won't have, you'll be in contracts where you don't want to get an iPhone. So you're either going to get the bucks or you're going to get an iPhone. How cool is that? So just go to the website, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. All roads lead there anyway, thanks to Press 4. How cool is that? All right, we started off the show talking about the North Carolina votes to ban gay marriage, and I gave you some statistics on how that was flushing out across the United States. Also, Senator Richard Lugar out after 36 years in the Senate. Wow. Talk about a pink slip. His office, just packing it alone, is probably going to take him a couple of weeks. They better start now, the people around him. And part of what we also mixed in was the attorney at Gitmo, the female attorney, saying, oh, I don't think any women should wear their normal suits or clothes or whatever because it's too distracting for the defendants because they're devout Muslim men. So a hijab is what you should wear, or burqa, head to toe. Whether you're a Christian woman, whatever you are, it doesn't matter. That was just not right to do that to the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others that are being tried for their role in 9/11, what happened on 9/11, to which I would say you can take a flying leap if I were one of the females that was part of that process. Sorry, no offense, at Guantanamo. And here there was that push to have this happen tried out in New York City, which would have been absolutely disastrous. All right, speaking of disastrous, I was so stunned when I saw the story. My pal Liz actually alerted me to it. I was going to go out and see the white buffalo. Do you know how rare a white buffalo is? It is like the uber symbol of luck and good stuff. And there was a ranch that just happened to be in North Texas that had a rare white buffalo. The calf was named Lightning Medicine Cloud, was found slaughtered and skinned. Isn't that not sick? On Lakota Ranch near Greenville, Texas, just shy of its first birthday. And its mother died the next day. They think that the mother was poisoned. The ranch's owner says that's probably what happened. Little Soldier, the great-great-great-grandson of Sitting Bull, was away on a trip when the white buffalo was killed, and probably they knew they were out of town, and they stripped the meat. It's just a professional hit is what they think. How sick is that? So they're offering $45,000 for any info on the killer of the rare white buffalo. I want to tell you why I'm bringing this story up to you, because when you talk about rare sightings, according to the National Bison Association, just one out of every 10 million buffalo are born white. Ted Turner was offering them a ton of money for this white buffalo, and they wouldn't give it up. A bunch of people had actually come forward and offered up some money. So how sad is that, that somebody did that? Talk about bad karma. I don't know. Do you want to really do that to the white buffalo? You heard what I said about how rare the buffalo is. Wow. Sad. Probably doing the meat thing as they assume. That's probably what happened there. Another story that we've talked about a lot here on ATN, not a lot lately so much, because this is a story that goes on and on and on and on for well over a year, but the Wisconsin Dems picked a mayor to challenge the governor. You know, they're going to have that runoff thing with Governor Scott Walker in what's sure to be pretty interesting because of the implications of unions and whatnot. So the Milwaukee mayor, Tom Barrett, will go up against the governor, Scott Walker, in a recall election. It's very rare, recall election next month. And I think it's a real test of the strength, of labor unions in a huge battleground state before the November general elections. Barrett lost the governor's race to Walker by 5 percentage points in 2010. Since then, really, the state of Wisconsin has been split. They're calling it really a civil war. It's like a civil war. You have people who don't want to hear about the unions and people who say that it's all about the unions and we can't afford to not have unions in Wisconsin and that it's ridiculous. And Walker infuriated Democrats and labor organizations weeks after he took office in 2011 by pushing that law through the Republican legislature that curbed the collective bargaining power of the public sector unions, which were very big in Wisconsin. So this is one to watch without a doubt to see if he's recalled. And they've been hitting the pavement ever since that happened, and they're not going to stop. So this mayor has a pretty decent chance. It's kind of neck and neck, and the preliminary polls are ready because Barrett was expected to be the guy that was chosen to go up against Scott Walker. Remember, sign up for Press 4, download it, etc., by going to the website americatonight.net. Right at the top, we have an icon. Woo! Enter the contest once a day. You could win yourself an iPhone.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.